Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
The Mark that I'm talking to here is Mark Graham, he of Going Around to All the Festivals fame, but that's not what I want to talk to him about now, because with no dance floors to get your boogie on at the moment, setting up a new record label specifically focused on dance music, crikey, it seems like a bonkers idea. Who better to do it than bonkers Mark Graham? Because he's from electro group King Kong Company, Leo Pearson of electronic duo Solcat, and still ploughing ahead basically to do all this. So Electric Mayhem Records is what I'm talking about. It's going to launch this coming Friday, and Mark is on the line now to chat about, I don't know, why they decided to jump head first into the dance record business at a time when there's nowhere to dance. Mark, why did you do this?
Dave, if the Gardaí Síochána Síochána have taught us in the last couple of weeks, it's that we don't need dance floors. A luminous vest and a torch and a stretch of road. That's all you need to dance.
Yeah, and all the supermarket people are at it now as well. You notice that?
Yeah, you can dance anywhere. Like, right. And in fact, you know, not having to pay to dance is probably a good thing. And we were, you know, this is something we did talk about. And kind of the hook in this first single we're bringing out, and the single is by a guy called Stephen Sharp from Galway. And just before he goes into the chorus, the refrain is, "Attention, bitches, it's time to dance." And it probably is time to dance, you know. It's time to do something, because I don't think we can wait around anymore for the doors to open back up. I think we have to kind of take the initiative and do some things ourselves.
Oh, listen, I'm going to give you a blast of this that you're talking about. 30 seconds worth of Stephen Sharp. It's called Work.
It's time to dance.
Is that in a nutshell, Mark? Yeah, that's really
yeah,
what
that kind of captures it all right, Dave. Yeah.
Right, okay, so that's what we're talking about, a dance lip. The first release is going to be featured on a dance floor. It's a virtual one. Tell us about the Fringe Festival's Disco Utopia.
When I talked to Stephen about this track, and when we decided that, you know, he'd release it with us and we do a mix of it, one of the things he said to me was, you know, that this track has kind of grown a life of its own since he wrote it. And one of the things that he wanted for it, he said that if he had a drag artist perform it, that he'd die happy. And I was talking to a drag artist, somebody called Annie Queries from Dublin, a very talented drag artist. And Annie got back to me just a few weeks ago and asked if they could use the track for a show that they're going to put on. It's on Friday at, I think, 7 p.m. on the Dublin Fringe Festival website. They're going to stream a thing called Disco Utopia. And it's not just one drag artist, but it's four of Ireland's most glamorous drag artists are going to be performing this with Stephen on that show, that Disco Utopia show.
In fact, I'm going to quote, "Disco Utopia is a cyber drag spectacular set in a distant realm that celebrates joy, freedom and expression of glitter-based debauchery at all times."
Yeah, there you go. You've said it a lot better than I could.
it's written here in front of me.
It's a world I'm not very familiar with, but Stephen kind of makes fun of me about this, but they've gotten together and I've kind of, you go and do it and just tell me when it's on.
Yeah, right, do it. Well, listen, the next sentence is, "Adorn yourself and your fabulous ensemble. Grab a cocktail and prepare for this epic journey of ascension, liberation and celebration. ALC, Friday at 7, is it? It's 7, isn't it?
Yeah. 7 p.m. Yeah, on the Dublin Fringe Festival Facebook page. How could you not, Dave?
How could you not, indeed?
How could you not?
Well, then let's take a look at the rest of it all. Besides all that, and besides Stephen Sharp and the song Work, what do you have in mind for future releases on the label? Like, it's going to be focused on promoting Irish producers, artists, all that.
Yeah, Irish artists, I think. And somebody, I came across Stephen up at Galway Arts Festival a couple of years ago now. At this stage, when we still had gigs, and I was up there playing myself with the band that I'm in, but we were up there for a couple of days.
Would that be Kong Company?
That would be King. Thanks, Dave. Good man. Get it in. Well, we've got the plug. There's no gig. So, I mean, you know, get the name in there anyway.
Yeah, right.
But I saw Stephen up in the Roisin, and I'd never heard his name before. I'd never heard of him. And when he walked out on stage with his band and he performed that song, I was just blown away. And I was thinking that maybe there was something that me and me buddy Leo, who's up in Thomastown in Kilkenny, is there something we can do, not just in terms of what we do musically, but, you know, I have a studio here in the house. Leo has a wonderful studio up in Kilkenny. And is there something we can do outside of the music that we play? Because we know there's people making better music than we are, but there's not as many people getting to hear it. And I think that the idea for the record label was kind of born of, we were up in that studio up at Leo's place up in Thomastown, and Stephen was there and Aisling Brown was there with those vocals on the track, and we just had such crack. But we were enjoying ourselves doing this. We were having a laugh. And I was talking to a fiddle player a couple of years ago, a guy by the name of Morris Lennon. I don't know if you know him or not, but he played with Dr.
You're talking to a fiddle player. You're also talking to heavenly icons of Irish drama.
Yeah.
You talk to a lot of people. Listen, wait a second. Just before you tell me about the fiddle player, you know, you would now be usually getting ready to go to at least 30 festivals over the next few months. So is this one of the reasons why you're doing this? Because you're itchy feet?
Maybe. Maybe it's an it's good fun and it's an outlet as well. And yeah, it's proactive. I think, you know, doing something rather than pining about doing nothing, I think, is a good thing. You know, I think that's probably something that we have in mind, and having a bit of a laugh as well.
Having a bit of a laugh, which you said twice now. Okay, listen, let's get back to this thing then. Who come on with the
Morris Lennon.
Morris
Lennon, he said to me that he can tell when he listens to musicians whether they're playing for money or not. You know, and he can tell when he hears the music whether or not they're playing for money. Yeah. And when we were up in that room, you know, making this record, we all know that we're not going to make money out of it. That it's very, very, like, we'd be better off doing the lottery than trying to make money out of this. Mm. And the reason we were doing it is because we love making music and because we enjoy getting together to make music. And that's why we're doing this. And if for no other reason than we get to enjoy it, that would be great. But if some other people get to enjoy it as well, that's even better. And the fact that I'm getting to talk about Stephen Sharp on your show on 2FM, that's a win as well. So already we're ahead of the game.
Well, then, if there are any budding producers listening right now, or musician types, whatever, who think they might be a good fit for the label, how can they send you their music?
Well, Bandcamp would be a good place to start. You can follow us on Bandcamp. So it's electricmayhemrecords.bandcamp.com. And the 12-inch vinyl of the single is for sale up there already. But we're on all the social media platforms as well. Jesus, Dave, we're even on TikTok, man. I signed up for TikTok last week. Would you believe that? TikTok. Like, and my partner's daughter reckons that if you're over 35, you need to be Garda vetted to be on TikTok. But
35? Yeah, so, if you're over 16, you need to be Garda vetted for TikTok.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
It's a bizarre world. Yeah, I'm starting to look at it, and I don't know if I want or not.
It's at
Records Mayhem on those. And the name, Electric Mayhem, you know, it comes from The Muppet Show. My biggest musical influence ever is The Muppet Show. And that's where we got the... Leo wouldn't call me... He wouldn't let me call it Muppet Records. So I had to settle for Electric Mayhem.
I should
have
known that. I didn't know that. ElectricMayhemRecords.bandcamp.com. Now, what I was going to say, also, that's where they can get the very sexy blue vinyl 12-inch. Is that it?
Correct, yeah.
Right, okay. And there's one called... It's Work and Hard Work. There's not one called Work From Home, no?
Good. Oh, we should have thought of that.
Absolutely.
Maybe that'll be the next one. Yeah. Or don't bother working at all.
Right. Yeah, right. With the B-side, who's zooming who? The plain old digital version, yeah? Is that, you can just get
that'll
that
be up on Bandcamp on Friday. So it's going to be out on Friday, digital release. So same place, electricmayhemrecords.bandcamp.com.
Okay, so will you be back on the road next year for the festivals, will you?
There was bookings coming in, Dave. You know, we were getting offers, and we're booked for one. There's one, the first one that announced was Sligo Roots Festival,
right?
And they moved that from May. Now it's moved to August, and they're still saying it's going ahead. But with Glastonbury cancelling 2 weeks ago, that's kind of a big dent, and not just psychologically. I think that a lot of the bands who would have been touring this part of the world when Glastonbury isn't on, they don't come here, and that puts a dent then in the acts that can get booked for the likes of Electric Picnic and the likes of Body and Soul. So it's looking, you know, if I was in the bookies and I had 20 quid in my pocket and I was being asked to put a bet on whether festivals go ahead this summer, I'd be putting it on no. But that's just me. I don't know, you know.
Yeah,
I don't
nobody
know.
Does. Well, listen, Mark, it's been a pleasure again, as usual.
Thanks. Always is, Dave.
Mark Graham it is. And don't forget, it's Stephen Sharp, and it is called Work. Good man yourself. Thanks a million, Mark, and enjoy yourself. Take it easy, right?
Thanks,
Dave. I just want to give the name again. Sorry, it's Electric Mayhem Records. Good man.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.